Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. And oh, by the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women in the 18-wheelers coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail, our Amazon drivers and people working in the warehouse as well, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all lowercase. Now, you can also check us out at our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see all the different things that we have over there for you to look at. Okay, California IA, away we go. We have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
They're on the roof, 79 degrees, clear skies, beautiful night. Airplanes have been taken off and landed, and everybody's having a good time over there.
Amazing.
Yep. And they're, okay. Thank you, gang. Thank you, thank you. Okay, there they go. They're gone now. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, the world said goodbye yesterday to Queen Elizabeth II. She's been interred with her husband in the family gravesite, and I guess her parents were buried there, too. So they're all together now, so happy trails.
Well, again, the end of an era, and the amount of outpour, Captain, of emotion and love, and I think this is a real very, very unique time, obviously, for the people of Great Britain, and we share in their grief, but also share in looking forward to what the future will bring.
Being as how she was the longest-serving monarch, nobody knows what to expect. So we're all going to kind of go through this together, the whole world.
Well, of course. And here you have King Charles now taking the throne, I believe, at age 73, I believe.
That's right.
So of course, when Elizabeth II came to the throne, she was in her 20s, if I recall correctly. So it is a real different dynamic, but we will see. But, yes, the future is going to be very interesting.
And the next one behind King Charles would be Prince William.
Prince William. That's right. So in some ways, you may hear calls for abdication, let the younger monarch take over earlier in life and this kind of thing. But I don't think that King Charles would abdicate anytime soon.
No, I don't think so either. All right. Bad weather. Bad weather down in the Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. We're going to get a report right now, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it.
The president spoke to Puerto Rico's governor during the Air Force One flight back from the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth. A White House statement says the two discussed the immediate needs of the people of Puerto Rico in the wake of Hurricane Fiona. More than 300 federal personnel are already working on the island to assist with response and recovery, and the president said that number will increase substantially in the coming days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, it hit Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic as a Category 1, but it was increasing in strength when it did so. And it's now got winds, let's see, at the time when it first came ashore, it had winds of 85 miles an hour. It's now got winds of 110 miles an hour plus, and it's going to be a Category 3 here, possibly in the next hour or two. But this is definitely headed now for the Turk and the Caicos Islands and Bermuda. And it's probably going to tear some things up there. It looks like Bermuda's going to get a direct hit this time around instead of just getting a glancing blow. But lots and lots and lots of damage. We're being told that the damage right now is at least $1 billion. That's with a B. $1 billion. And the flooding is unbelievable. 30 inches of rain, 3-0, 30 inches of rain in some areas producing catastrophic flooding. You there? Yeah, we just lost Kyle. All right. You'll have to call me back, Kyle. I don't know what happened. But anyway, 30 inches of rain. 30 inches of rain. And still raining. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, there are... Okay, you there?
I am here, Captain, yeah.
All right, all right. Well, we want to make a comment about that, what I just said, the catastrophic flooding with the 30 inches of rain?
Yes, that's right. It's really unbelievable. That is just an enormous amount of water. There's about 3.3 million people on the island of Puerto Rico. And, of course, Captain, the power outages are being listed at 90%. I perchance to think it's a little bit more than that. So, unfortunately, this is going to stay out for days, we understand.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and Kyle Ward will be back. Don't go nowhere, no how.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by Michael Lindell and his Mike Lindell MyPillow.com company and website. And you can go over there. You can take a look at all the different things that he has to offer. Things are being done a little bit differently right now because he's cleaned out a lot of his stock. So now if you go over to the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll see what he actually has that's on sale. And you can go in there and save a lot of money on a lot of different items. For example, he still has selected sizes of the MyPillow pillows for $19.98, as well as the slippers for $19.98, as well as some of the Giza sheets for $19.98. But there are various sizes, may not be the size that you want, but you're still going to get a tremendous price break if you can use what's there. Otherwise, you'll be able to use the promo code CAPTAIN and save you a bunch of money on the regular stuff that he's got there. And all you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page, and promo code CAPTAIN and pick what you want. Now, I like the all-season slippers. I got a pair of those for $29.88, and I really like them. They've got more padding in them. They're a little bit more secure and steady than the other ones were, so I like that. I can wear them outdoors. I like that, too. And they'll keep your feet warm as well, so there you go. Now, don't forget, you can also call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Specials page. Go over there, check it out. And all you got to do is buy one item, and you'll get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free. So go over there, check it out, see what you got, and I'm sure you'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we Have you ever heard of Huawei?
Of course, yes.
Tell the audience about Huawei.
Well, Huawei is an electronics maker, and specifically, people will probably recognize it in terms of cell phones, for example. But they are a Chinese manufactured electronics, as I understand.
And a Chinese cell phone manufacturer who has a cell phone that will track you and will spy on you, just like TikTok is an agency of the Chinese that will do the same thing. We're warning people to stay off and stay away from TikTok because it tracks everything you do. And all those videos you make, well, China's having a good time watching those videos, besides whoever it is that's getting them here in the country, because they see everything that you do. And I don't particularly care for that. How about you?
No, of course not. And, of course, the Huawei phones, they generated a big controversy, Captain, with the U.S. military in recent times, where they simply were not going to be allowed to be used on base or in proximity and so forth because of the of what appears to be, of course, how these chips are manufactured and how this technology operates.
So wait till you hear this. More than 10,000 U.S. troops and civilian employees at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, which is part of the Strategic Air Command, may be at risk of having their cell data stolen after Chinese equipment was installed on a nearby cell tower. Now, last week, Representative Mike Flum, a congressional representative from Nebraska, wrote to the U.S. Department of Commerce to raise concerns about equipment made by Huawei reportedly being used on cell phone towers adjacent to the U.S. military base. He asked the department to confirm whether Huawei equipment was being used on the towers, because if so, it was a security risk.
Well, right. And, of course, one of the primary things that you want to be able to do is gain access. If you're a bad actor, you want to gain access to your opponent's or your enemy's network in any way, shape, or form that you can. And certainly, Captain, everything flying around in cell phone data these days would be a treasure trove, not only for something that might be a national security issue, but also personal information where you can begin to build, dossiers. You can begin to try to find out how can I influence somebody by using their personal information against them. The list is literally endless.
Well, I'll give you an example. Anybody that does banking on their telephone is a fool. You are running a serious risk of having all your banking info taken from you.
Well, right. In other words, and this is why even you see a lot of VPNs being used, for example. And I know that there's, more newer generational type stuff coming up. But the idea that you want to protect or encrypt your data as much as you can, obviously, and to keep somebody from gaining access to it.
You're better off with a modern laptop or with a modern tablet than you are a cell phone when it comes to keeping data secure.
Well, exactly right. And people always have to be careful. You have to weigh the convenience of things with the possible security risk. And not just someone getting access to your bank account, but again, personal information, identity theft, tracking you, tracking your kids, tracking anything that you're doing online in order to locate you or to come up with some way of exploiting you.
Yep. Well, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, yesterday warned that while Russia has suffered setbacks in its war with Ukraine, troops must now stay on high alert because it's impossible to predict how Russia is going to react to its failures.
Yeah, I think that's really well said, to be honest. And this is something you and I have been talking about since day one with the invasion of Ukraine, and that is, what is Russia going to do next, and what is it going to do if it starts losing? Now, of course, there's a couple of different parts of that. Number one is you have, the atrocities that we've already seen Russia do. They can expand those kinds of things. But also, of course, is the idea of weapons of mass destruction. And we don't know exactly where Putin would actually go with this under the circumstances. So that's right. We can't sit back and say, okay, they're on the run, because we don't know what they could bring next.
Well, they have just cleared out, this has been confirmed by satellites and by intel on the ground, they've just cleared out one of their military bases, taken all the weapons that were there out, all the troops that were there out, and they moved them a little bit further away from where they were at, and there was a lot of interesting hardware that was there, which is probably going to be used against the Ukraine when they decide to come back in again.
Right, right. And, you know, but some of the good news, though, of course, is that it seems that the Ukrainian forces have gained a lot of ground. And also, of course, they've put a lot of fear into the Russian army. And it's not going the way that Putin thought it would ever go. And we knew that very early on into this as well, because they thought it was going to be a blitzkrieg. And now it's turned out to be a protracted conflict.
Well, they just went across the river in eastern Ukraine, which is where they weren't able to go before, and they're advancing further. We'll see what happens.
Yes, exactly.
Now, a new study has found that about 24 veterans committed suicide every day between 2014 and 2018, meaning that more U.S. military vets died by suicide than the Department of Veterans Affairs previously reported, and that's a shame. Now, according to America's Warriors Partnership, a nonprofit group that partners with communities to prevent veteran suicide, 8 states actually had a higher rate of veteran suicide from 2014 to 2018 than the VA found in a previous study. And again, that's a shame.
It is a real shame, Captain. You know, people who have fought for our country and given so much and find themselves in a very, very bad state of affairs.
Well, a lot of them are living on the street. You see these street communities and whatnot?
Yes.
There's veterans mixed in with those people on the street. And if you can find out who the veterans are, you owe it to yourself, you owe it to them to say, hey, come on, I'll take you to the VA. And at least they'll get 3 hots and a cot, and they'll get an opportunity to be able to be treated for whatever the problem is that they're having. And maybe, just maybe, they might get some help.
Well, indeed. And, of course, you know, the idea, Captain, is that the veterans who are having hard times, they have to realize, and we hope that they would realize, that we love them, we have the utmost respect for them, and, yes, we want to reach out to them. And there is hope, there is a better day, and we are here for you.
Well, yes, we are, all of us. And we certainly will do what we can on this program to try to help them any way that we can. So
exactly.
It becomes extremely important. And, of course, with me, it's personal. With you, it's because you're concerned. But there you go. So hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with me, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
Most of Puerto Rico is without water and electricity following Hurricane Fiona hitting the island. Governor Pedro Pierluisi warned that it could take days to get the lights back on. A magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck Mexico's central Pacific coast. One person was killed at a mall when a wall collapsed on them. Queen Elizabeth II now laid to rest at Windsor Castle next to her late husband Prince Philip after a send-off that the Queen planned every detail of. Adnan Syed is a free man as Baltimore prosecutors investigate new leads and alternative suspects in the 1999 murder of Syed's estranged high school girlfriend, Syed, the subject of the hit podcast Serial. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow gained 197 points, the Nasdaq rose 86.5 points, and the S&P 500 added 26.5 points. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we are going to take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously. I've taken it every day to start my day for the last 8 years plus. And I'll tell you what, I take it because it works. It's that simple. Now, if you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, maybe you got foot pain, maybe you got ankle pain, maybe you got elbow pain, whatever kind of pain you got, this is a product that will work. It will work. And even if you've got just muscle aches and pains from your daily routine or whatever's going on, it'll help you with that. Now, what I like about it is it's all natural. There are no drugs in this product at all. It has turmeric, it has resveratrol, it has icarin, and omega-3, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation, and it will lower or eliminate the pain wherever it is, wherever you got it, by going straight to the source. Now, the best part of it is, as I said, 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's good for you. It's like taking a vitamin. And I'll tell you what, it works. So all you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the three-week quick starts, $19.95. It costs about $1 a day to get it started. And once you see what it'll do for you, I'm sure you'll be thanking me when you see me. I see people every day of the week that walk up to me and say, thank you so much for telling me about Relief Factor. It works. And you're darn right it works. I wouldn't be telling you about it if it didn't. So, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, in a 60 Minutes interview over the weekend, the president vehemently denied that Hunter Biden's often criticized foreign business activities created any kind of conflict of interest for the elder Biden when he was vice president under Barack Obama. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't Hunter occupying time and space on, I guess it was Air Force Two, that's the vice president's plane, and flying around the world with Daddy Boy when he went to places like China and the Ukraine and whatnot to make some of his deals?
Well, sure, yeah, but I think he only went along just to get a T-shirt that said, you know, I've been to such and such a place.
You think that's all it was?
Maybe that's, you know, what we're going with.
He went to Russia and he came back with $1.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife for some sort of investment.
Yep. Right. Yeah. It's strange credulity to the max, Captain. There's an 80s expression for you, to the max, about the fact that...
Oh, I thought you were talking about credulity.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it strains the credulity in order to think that Joe Biden had no idea of what was going on with his son regarding his business for anything. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, we know he did because of some of the emails that are coming out, and we continually hear things that get leaked from time to time. But I do believe that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because I believe, as we sit here today, that the Republicans are going to take control of the House of Representatives. They may also take control of the Senate, but they certainly are going to take control of the House. And that will clear the way for them to get started with some of these investigations and also put the crimp in Joe Biden's plans. All right, we got a phone call here. I think I know who this is, but I'm going to double check. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is not Eric in East Tennessee. What's going on, sir?
It is Eric in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I know it is. I know it is.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, real quick. Insomnia's got the best of me, but here's the thing. I'll work backwards. You guys were just recently talking about the actions in China and the Chinese purchasing of land directly adjacent to...
No. It wasn't land. It was the cell towers next door on military bases.
No, they're also purchasing, I think it was North Dakota or something near...
Yeah, they bought 2,900 acres or something
like that. So here's the situation. We'll work backwards from there. China's also applied to be part of this the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's still going on.
Yep.
That people, you know, we withdrew from, but it was still an active plan going on in the Pacific Rim. They're all over the Pacific Rim with economic development. They're all over the Solomon Islands giving strategic support to some of these other countries, not to mention attempting to control the sea lanes in South China Sea, which is highly rich in oil reserves that are, you know, deeply held oil reserves, even off the coast of Vietnam there. So here's the thing, Taiwan. Go back to what you said, 60 Minutes interview. President Biden said 60 Minutes interview, saying that we're gonna you know, physically defend Taiwan. I'm paraphrasing. Where the White House comes back and walks it back, saying, "Now we're gonna have a strategic ambiguity, essentially, is the buzzword now, of how we're gonna take care of Taiwan." My contention is they're not gonna do anything if Taiwan falls to China or any other activity. Because here's why. I recently just digging around. President Obama and then Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta in January of 2012 announced the end of a two-war front strategy and defense posture for the United States. That included drawdowns of troops, that included redeployment of strategic assets and reserves, with the drawdown of what was going on in Iraq and the surge and yada yada. Everybody knows that, or everybody can remember that history. So fast forward now, where's all the rhetoric going? Where's all the financing going? Where's all the troop redeployments and deployments going to include new development and technologies? It's all going to the Eastern European front and Ukraine. That's where NATO's focusing. That's where everybody's focusing. We are not going to do anything, in my opinion, if China takes it. We may throw up some spitballs, if you will, and there may be some, lives lost on the Allied front over there, if you want to call it that. I don't think anything's going to happen there. That's number one. And lastly, King Charles. People are wondering how it's going to go with King Charles. Well, King Charles in 1994 announced that he was all in for this global warming. People looked at everybody's like, we're crazy back in the 90s. Like, what is that? And even up until the early 2000s, people were like, whiskey tango over. So in 2004, then Prime Minister Tony Blair came out that England was going to lead the renaissance globally regarding sustainable development. If I can look it up, it's in The Guardian. I can post it. The transcript of the speech, he's all about supporting Prince Charles. Well, if people look at what's going on, it has been going on in the UK for the past 20 years, they've been doing nothing but drawing down their fossil fuel reserves. They're just like we're doing in the United States, just like the other Western countries are doing. And King Charles also recently came out that Prince Charles back last year said that he was going to, even further spearhead or act as a catalyst for removing the UK in general from the use of fossil fuels. Now, how does that play into things? Well, there's only been one Labour Party, quote-unquote, left party prime minister in the past 20 years in the UK, and that's been Gordon Brown.
Right.
Everybody else has been this conservative, quote-unquote, Tory party, which amounts to, you know, establishment Republicans like we have here.
Okay,
in the United
30
States.
Seconds. You're going to run out of time.
Roger that. I sincerely appreciate the time. Here's the deal. King Charles, when he was prince, also affirmed that they needed control and overpopulation of the third world. There's an article in the Telegraph from 2010 where he said this. So people want to know how the UK is going to go. They're going to continue to go the way, in my opinion, of what the World Economic Forum and other, tangentially related global foundations want to take it, even though Liz Truss recently said that she was going to allow oil drilling licenses or applications for licensings in the North Sea. Well, that's going to take 10 years for that to come to fruition. And who knows if she's even going to be prime minister in the next 3 years. So that's my two cents. I really appreciate the time, John.
Right.
Thanks, and have a good bye.
Now, Kyle, any thoughts on that?
Well, I do know that now King Charles, I think, would have a much more progressive sort of outlook on the idea of what was global warming and now called climate change.
He is very liberal.
Yes, and so he will be driving that much more, shall we say, politically than his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, would have ever done. She rarely, I don't think, really ever got into straight-up political sorts of things. But I think King Charles is cut from a different cloth on that, and I think he'll be a lot more vocal, yes.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to take a break. You got about 10 seconds. You hear the music coming up in your ear. We are going to be coming back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yes, we got some weather to talk about. It's not that bad tonight, except for a bunch of rain is out there in parts of Colorado and Utah and Arizona and New Mexico. But it's not too bad tonight out that way. And I'm looking at all this red just off to the east of Florida. And I'm telling you, we're dodging a bullet, but boy, oh boy, it's close. It's close. It really is. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more to Captain America's Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Flash after. Flash after.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Sister and a cousin on the
Smith, Walk This Way. What year was that done, Kyle?
You know, I have to take a guess on that. I'm going to say it's in the late 70s, maybe 78, somewhere in there.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it with a hairdo, but I'm not sure. All righty, well, I'm going to just read this a little bit, give it to you. Catastrophic and life-threatening flash, urban, and moderate to major river flooding, as well as mudslides, are likely for southern and eastern Puerto Rico through Tuesday due to the rainfall from Hurricane Fiona that also goes to the Dominican Republic. And by the way, we've also got weather over the Four Corners region with flash, urban, and small stream flooding taking place right now. That'll be going on through the week due to heavy rainfall, especially around portions of southwest Colorado. Take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in Northern California, of course, we've seen a lot of rain over the last day or so, and we still continue to see some storm watches, especially up near Reno as you head out I-80. Looks like it's going to continue to be cold temperatures and wet at least through Wednesday at this point, and that's going to extend up into Northern California up towards Susanville. Also, it extends downward a little bit into Central California, especially into the Yosemite area. Right now in Yosemite Village, it's 41 degrees and light rain there. So we're starting to see some of these temperatures start to come down now, Captain, of course, as we head into the latter part of the year. But there's a flash flood watch. Now, this is going to be on the California side of I-80, and it's going to, of course, be up in the area of Auburn, Forest Hill, and so forth. So you're going to want to be aware of that flash flood watch, and that's going to stretch all the way down to Tuolumne. So be aware of that. You mentioned as well Colorado, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico earlier. There is an aerial flood watch that is encompassing all of those different states right around that where they all meet there in the Four Corners region there. In terms of actual rain on the radar map right now across I-10 on the border between New Mexico and Arizona, we've definitely got rain, but that's going to extend northward up toward Reserve, and it's going to be on both sides of the border there. Also, it's going to extend down into Mexico as well. Also, we've got some scattered rain up near I-94, near Glendive up in Montana, also along I-90, east of Butte near Whitehall and Three Forks. You've also got some rain coming across the road. And if you happen to be trucking across U.S. Highway 287 going north out of the Three Forks area near Townsend, you've got rain coming across the road as well. So be careful out there.
Okay, let's go into the upper Midwest. You got a little bit of wind blowing and some shoreline flooding going on. Parts of Lake Michigan on the eastern side of the upper peninsula and on the western side of the regular-sized part of Michigan. And then up in upstate New York, you've got some shoreline flooding going on there from about Rochester over to Oswego and then up towards Watertown. So be advised of that. Got a wind out there. Must be doing all that. We've got some fog tonight. Central Indiana going through Indianapolis on down to Louisville. So be advised of that. A little bit of fog down around New Orleans again. Again, hit or miss down there. A little bit of fog around Houston. Hit or miss all the way down to the Mexican border. And up in our normal places where we see fog at night, Chesapeake Bay and a little bit around Long Island, and it looks like a little bit up along the coastline and maybe a little bit of rough seas up in Maine tonight. Now, taking a look at the hurricane, Fiona. This is a serious, life-threatening storm, and I'm looking at where it's at right now. Now, the winds have increased, Kyle, so we're up to a Cat 3, 115 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure has dropped down again to 960 millibars. It's starting to pull away from the Dominican Republic, but it's still giving that and some of the islands a real thrashing, if you will. So we have got that going on, and we've got this storm. Now, this is kind of weird. We've got this storm that's coming up behind it with a 40% chance over the next 5 days of becoming something. And it's a little bit lower than Fiona was. So it's going to come in down below Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic by the looks of this. And if that happens, there's a strong possibility they could come into the Gulf. And if it does, then all bets are off. We've not had a storm yet in the Gulf come towards us. This could be the one. So keep your eyes on what's going on here. This is still at least a week out, but there's a 40% chance of it developing. And that other system that's out in the ocean, remember we told you about the one yesterday, it was out in the Atlantic Ocean?
Right.
Got a 60% chance of developing over the next few days.
Wow.
So it's going to be a tropical depression, tropical storm, but it's moving off towards the east, towards probably Europe, and it won't take long before that tones itself back down again. But it's almost there. Almost there.
Well, that's right, Captain, and now's a good time, of course, for people to realize any kind of preparations they might want to make before a storm ever starts to ever get close, so you're not rushed and you're not sort of caught unaware. So especially for medicine and things like that, you know, just get in the habit now because it is hurricane season now.
It's September. This is the main part of the season right now, September.
Yeah.
So people need to remember that. They need to make sure they keep their hurricane kits handy and available, their emergency supplies, their canned goods and whatnot. Don't think it's the time to get rid of it. It's not. Because the second you do that, guess what? Here we go.
Exactly right. Yes.
Yep. All right. So let me see here. Got about 30 seconds. Tell us about the Pilot Flying J.
Folks, don't forget, go to pilotflyingj.com, find out about the My Rewards Plus program, because you're not only going to earn points and everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J travel centers, but from now until October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline that you buy. And September is Driver Appreciation Month there, and so for you pro drivers, you're going to find great new offers in the My Rewards Plus app as well. You go farther for America, so we're going farther for you. Pilot Flying J.
And Trucker Eric was saying he wasn't all that impressed with the Driver Appreciation Day, that there weren't that many people doing it, but Pilot Flying J is, so get your butt over there, my friend. Get your butt over there, because they will take care of you. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and conservative talk.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.